consider that now. If some things were different, other things would be otherwise. I've been so enraged by discovering the manner in which you have been treated that I've determined that you shall at last enjoy the rewards and honors to which you are entitled. Lie down and have a good sleep, and then I'll take you back to the town." As he heard these words, a look of trouble came over the young man's face. "You need not give yourself any anxiety," said the griffin, "about my return to the town. I shall not remain there. Now that I have that admirable likeness of myself in front of my cave, where I can sit at my leisure and gaze upon its noble features and magnificent proportions, I have no wish to see that abode of cowardly and selfish people." The Minor Canon, relieved from his fears, lay back and dropped into a doze. When he was sound asleep, the griffin took him up and carried him back to the town. He arrived just before daybreak, and putting the young man gently on the grass in the little field where he himself used to rest, the monster, without having been seen by any of the people, flew back to his home. When the Minor Canon made his appearance in the morning among the citizens, the enthusiasm and cordiality with which he was received were truly wonderful. He was taken to a house which had been occupied by one of the banished high officers of the place, and everyone was anxious to do all that could be done for his health and comfort. People crowded into the church when he held services, so that the three old women who used to be his weekday congregation could not even get to the best seats, which they had always been in the habit of taking. The parents of the bad children determined to reform them at home, in order that he might be spared the trouble of keeping up his former school. The Minor Canon was appointed to the highest office of the old church, and before he died, he became a bishop. During the first years after his return from the dreadful wilds,
you're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. And you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve. I'm your host for the Deep Blues Hour, bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour, we're going to hear from Mr. Otis Rush. He's lost in the blues. Tampa Red, who started out down south, made his way up to Chicago, found fame and, I don't know about fortune, but at least put out some good music. Plus, we'll hear from Josh White out in California, talking about his father. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's kick things off, though, with Mr. Little Milton from his Chess Record Recordings, May 1966. This is Man Loves Two. Little Milton here on the Deep Blues Hour.
It can fool you, yeah. I know it sounds silly, yes it does, but I think I love to. To do
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery, an independent coffee shop located in North Oakland. With a coffee bar, breakfast sandwiches, and baked goods, Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. They now offer catering. For more information, their website is sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
sheet, dump all my demons, set myself free as a prayer for her to live and escape this dark well. I quit all my drinking, broke out of my shell.
Charlie Musselwhite, and that's called The Well from a release called The Well. Came out on Alligator Records 2010. Mr. Charlie Musselwhite right there. We also heard from Charles Clark recording in Mr. Dixon's workshop. That's Willie Dixon to you and me. And that was Hidden Charms, fine tune produced by Willie Dixon there, but featuring Charles Clark. When your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, personal shopper, and financial manager. And then before you know it, you're their cook, personal assistant, physical therapist, and even nurse. When you're taking care of a loved one, you don't realize the challenge of playing so many roles. AARP understands the many roles you play, and to help, they've created an online caregiving resource center for the over 42 million caregivers in the U.S. who are caring for a parent or loved one. Now, caregivers finally have a place where they can ask for help. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find local resources and connect with experts and the caregiving community together, finding better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to find resources. Let's hear next from Mr. Otis Rush from an Alligator record called Lost in the Blues. I think it overdubs some Lucky Peterson in this as well with Otis Rush. This is Please Love Me here on the Deep Blues Hour.
like a diamond. Really hard card to play. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds. Really hard card to play. Play Jack of diamonds, barely by the break of day.
Mr. Driftin' Slim with a milestone record called Somebody Hoodooed the Hoodoo Man. That was Jack of Diamonds there from Driftin' Slim. Plus we heard from Amos Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers recording for Aladdin Records. That was called Bow Wow from Amos Milburn. You know, Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, an eclectic folk and roots radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org. We're going to hear next from Mr. Tampa Red. Here he is from a disc called Don't Tampa with the Blues from 1961. This is Let Me Play with Your Poodle, Tampa Red, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Now listen, yeah, babe, I'm gonna sing you a little song. Don't get mad because it ain't no harm. I want to play with your poodle. And can I play with your poodle? Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. I like the way he twists his tail. I would buy him, but it ain't for sale. Well, let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Best little poodle I ever seen. And what I like about it, it keeps him clean. Now let me play with your poodle. And let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Come on, let me play with the little thing. Ain't no harm in that. Your poodle got long, black, shaggy hair. Look out the face like a teddy bear. But let me play with your poodle. Play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. So soft, so gentle and sweet. I'd like to play with each one day a week. Now let me play with your poodle. Play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Baby, your poodle got long black shaggy hair. He look at the face like a teddy bear. Let I play. Let me play with the poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog.
People, everyone.
Snooks Eaglin from a collection called Bluesville Years Volume 10, Country Roads, Country Days. Some fine country blues there from Snooks Eaglin. That was entitled, Well, I Had My Fun, also known as Going Down Slow. Before Snooks, we heard from Mississippi Fred McDowell from the Erhuli release, You Gotta Move. That was My Trouble Blues from Mississippi Fred. Let's hear next from John Lee Hooker, why don't we? From his early years, this is called Rock and Roll. John Lee Hooker here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Blow the whistle and oh, found and rung the bell. Angel never blow the whistle and oh, found and rung the bell. Lord, I didn't have time to tell my baby farewell.
Maybe.
Buddy Doyle, that was Bad in Mind Blues. Recordings made back in the late 20s, early 30s, maybe late 30s there, from Little Buddy Doyle down in Memphis as a Memphis master of Memphis blues. Before Little Buddy, we heard from Morris Pigeau from 1954. That was May B. Yeah, two names there from his disc called Wrapped in My Baby from Morris Pigeau. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles right here on WRCT. All right, we're going to hear next from Mr. Josh White. Again, recordings from the late 1930s. This is My Father is a Husbandman. Josh White here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine. My father is a husbandman. Who's that coming all dressed in black? My father is a husbandman. He looks like the children that just turned back. My father is a husbandman. Good Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine. My father is a husbandman. Went down the valley one day to pray. I met old Satan on my way. My father is a husbandman. Good Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine. My father is a husbandman. What do you reckon he said to me? You too young to serve God every day. My father is a husbandman. Good Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine, Lord. I'm a true vine. Yes, my father is a husbandman. Good Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine. My father is a husbandman. Good Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine. Lord, I'm a true vine. My father is a husbandman.
Go work in the morning, late morning. You're gonna miss me, cause I will be gone. Or soon one morning, what a soon one morning. Or soon one morning, one morning. Grab the pillow of my baby, just to lay. Mama often told me, Mama often told me, Mama often told me. John told me, wanted me to leave California alone. Mama don't know, Mama don't know, Mama don't know, she don't know. Mama don't know what California putting down. Please. lay me down. When me and that woman go to bed, we go up and down. I know she's got it. Well, man, she got it from the start.
She Got It From a Start. That's the name of that track from L.C. Good Rockin' Robinson from his release Mojo in My Hand. Before L.C., we heard from Mance Lipcomb live at the Cabale. That was You're Gonna Miss Me from 1964 there in Mance Lipcomb. All right, time for a few more tracks here on the Deep Blues Hour before we head on out. We're going to hear from Hubert Sumlin and also Guitar Slim and Jelly Belly. But first, here is Butch Cage and Willie B. Thomas. This is called Dead and Gone here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
cop came chasing me, I ain't did nothing.
Don't make me laugh. Play that guitar and keep your hands in your own pocket.
Yeah, trouble here, buddy, and it's trouble everywhere I go. Yes, there's trouble here, buddy, and it's trouble everywhere I go. But I never had so much trouble, Lord, in my life before.
Oh, you talk about trouble, you don't know what trouble means. Talk about trouble, oh, you don't know what trouble means. Because I've been in more trouble, long than you ever seen.
Trouble is very easy to get into, and I swear that ain't no doubt. Yes, I'm trying to very easy to get into, and I swear that ain't no doubt. But when you get in trouble, nobody wanna get you out.
If I ever get out this trouble, it won't happen no more. Trouble, it won't happen no more. Now open the door, Mr. Jailer, and let me go.
Go back home. Got a mind.